Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. You feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically inspiring visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who is listening today on this Tuesday. I hope you guys have had a great day. I know we're in this stay-at-home session for a while, but with that being said, I hope you're enjoying being home. So I'm going to throw my nugget out there. My nugget is to have fun, enjoy your life, enjoy being in your own skin, and get to know yourself a little bit better day by day and have fun with it. Might have to bring back that kid at heart, you know, and just do you and have a good time. So with that being said, I'm ready to have a funky good time. I'm going to go ahead and go into our round of our first round of the Lyrical Cypher. So with that being said, let's get it.
There's a fire starting in my heart. This is not fever, this is bringing me out the dark.
You have my heart and soul. Curiosity on the rise like apostrophe. Spit exactly what you're thinking like a prime for B. Nice guy, so forever will be proud of me. I know it's coming, so there's no need of doubt of me. Took a while, but I had to get it out of me. Now every time they see me, they say I got that T, T. I got that H, H. I got that I, I. I got that N, N. I got that G. But they're looking right past it. Wrapping up the mixtape, looking for a classic. Fingertips searching, already know the deal. Ever since the first mixtape of Rockin' Lauryn Hill, trying to keep that vibe, keep it high. Spit it till she get it, and I take that ride. To the mountain, drink the juice from the fountain. Regurgitate it for the people who say we found them. They want a piece of the pie, but when I'm making cake, cake. Trying to hold it on the napkin, but you need a plate. Get it? You need a sturdy foundation. Always keep it clean, come join the ill nation. I'm not about the green, I'm all about the dream. Stay prayed up, I better look exactly what I seen. Cause I'm God fearing, watch what you say, because God hearing. Whatever he tell you go, it's not an odd errand. I'm in competition with the old me, so every time I sell myself short, I think I owe me. But oh me, oh my, look at this guy. They say he upgraded from the illest on the rise. Hold up, so what I'm supposed to do, stand still. On stage I stand still, spit trash like landfills. Man, chill, I wanna turn you to a fan. Maybe hear you scream, you can't explain it. But you say, yo, you got that T, T. You got that H, H. You got that I, I. You got that N, N. You got that G. But you already know the deal. Who that? You're the deal, Will. You know Willie, the one back in NL. Rapping under his breath, but you can never tell. Because the punchline rappers was running the game. So he graduated and started to run in his lane. And he started sticking out like a sore thumb. All about Adidas, so it's safe to say he wore some, right? I would rather see the picture than paint it for people. If I keep it going, tell me what's the need for a sequel. Didn't think I'd get this far, but now I know I will. Once again, this is my tribute to Miss Lauryn Hill.
Well,
so now I'm playing.
Now there's no misleading to the fact that I too ain't always got my sugar honey iced tea on the right track. But baby, don't get it twisted. My time is well invested in what I call life after the storm. Wrath to the rage, try to write, but ink to no page, so I wait. Listen, you hear that? Silence. Then I thought to myself, I've always had the ability to see good in everyone else but myself. Why is that, I wonder? So let me make this simple and plain. You see, there's a misconception to the rule. Why is it that we must do unto others as we want them to do unto us? But the first sign of disorder and being weak, we have to be the bigger person and turn the other cheek. Let me give you an example. Love thy neighbor, they say. Lend a helping hand and you'll grow. When in the back of my mind, all I want to do is dial 911, because I done choked that hoe. I am not mean, but always misunderstood. But don't let the nice girl fool you. I can come out of retirement on you and get straight hood. And this just ain't something I heard. This is the truth and what I know. If you know better, you'll do better. I made my share of mistakes in life, so I strive to do better than more better has ever been. Stay 100.
Don't run, don't hide. I found the strength within myself. Don't run, don't hide. I can help you towards heaven, prosperity. Let me lead you the way. Don't run, don't hide. Repent. All ye be baptized in the name of Jesus for remission of sins. Don't run, don't hide. It is necessary that your soul be right. It is necessary that you know which way to go. Don't run, don't hide. Let me show you. Don't blink your eyes. You can die within 1 second of that blink. Don't run, don't hide. Come on, let's be great among God. Let's show him that we are loved, that we love him, and that we love ourselves, that we love others. Don't run, don't hide. Seek and yeek. Prosperity, don't run, don't hide. Rock.
Yo, Black Dust, I thank you for this one, baby.
Woo!
To poet Tim Jackson. This one's gonna be an anthem. Got them Dark Matter cats in the building. The homie Big Swag, Marcus Cox. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
G-I-L-J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Can I get an amen?
Amen, amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen, amen.
T-I-M-J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Can I get an amen?
Amen, amen.
Amen,
amen, amen.
This is next level spoken word power. So many voices coming through the airways do not deserve power. So I will change frequencies, take spoken word to a very high level. How many poets you know got the voice that got the voice to say goodbye, devil? So bear witness to this soul rebel. This is legendary, prophetic, poetic, redemption music. Out to collect and correct the mind before we lose it. And I can't let that happen. Too many brothers out here doing the wrong thing with their rapping. And my hands ain't clapping. So I got the trumpets blowing. Got them horns sounding off. I got some trumpets blowing.
T-I-M-J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen?
Amen, amen.
Never can say goodbye.
up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl China with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. And here we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves through the arts. I hope you guys have enjoyed what you've heard so far. That was our first round. We'll probably do one more round and get it in. But I appreciate everybody who's on the call. I'm actually going to do a shout-out to everybody who's on the line. And for anybody who wants to perform, feel free to do so. If you just want to kick back and listen, feel free to do so as well. But I just appreciate you giving me support throughout these years. It's actually about to be 7 years in November, on November 12th. 7 years we've been doing the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. And so I just appreciate everybody via web. I can't see you, but I appreciate you and everybody who's on the line. So I thank you for that. And another thing, too, if you are listening via web and you want to be heard, sing poetry, like sing poetry, comedy, whatever your talent is, you just ask for a radio version. But other than that, you can come call in and do you, stories, whatever. You got a business going on, especially right now, this is a great time for all of us to come together collectively to share your businesses so we can network and support one another. So for anybody who wants to do that, feel free to call in to 323-642-1532. Again, that is 323-642-1532. All right. So we got some callers on the line. I just want to just shout you out and say what's up. We got Ms. Burnett on the line. What's up? What's up, Ms. Burnett?
Feeling all right, pretty good. Just staying in the house so bad. Oh, about to get me. If not, I'd be so sleepy. You know the prayer, pray for me.
All right, I got you. And look, do me a favor. Get out and walk around that house. You know you can get out and walk around now. You can go out there in the sunlight.
Oh, yeah.
Get your little sun, girl. Get you out of the house a little bit. All right. I love you. All right. And we got Miss Mika in the building. What's up? What's up, Mika? How you doing?
Hey, Miss Taylor. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you for calling.
I hear you today. No problem. I'm just here to listen.
I know. I just had to give you a shout out. Thank you so much. Please stay on the line and enjoy the show. All right. And we got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up? What's up, Nikki?
Hey, Charlie. How are you?
California. Doing good.
California. Hey.
That's right. You better say that. How's it going your way?
It's so hot. Oh, my goodness. It's so hot. And it's just springtime, so I can imagine how it's going to be for the summer.
You got hot. We got like 70. Sometimes in the morning, it's like 40, and then it drop to 70. It go up to 70.
Oh, Lord, no. In the morning, it's 70, about 75 out here, and then in the afternoon, it's about 80, 90.
Oh, God. I don't know what's going on. Y'all got what we used to have.
Oh, boy. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, we must have flipped sides or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. We did. We had to.
Well, that means y'all get a hurricane.
No, you can keep those. I shake, rattle, and roll with the earthquakes, but I am not doing no hurricanes or no tornadoes.
I had to mess with you with that one. But what you got for us today, girl?
I got locked in on faith.
Okay. Let me get off this line so you can do your thing.
If you want to hear it, here you go. January 1, 2020. Parties, fireworks, booze, and drugs. Making plans and promises to do things differently from the way it was. Nobody knew that their life would feel so strange. Now here it is, April 2020. Many lives have been forever changed. COVID-19. Man, is this one of those bad dreams? If so, please wake me up. Everyone has to be at home, stuck, but safe. Well, for me and mine, we are locked in on faith. You just have to have faith the size of a mustard seed. Because in the end, God is the only thing we need. with this pandemic going on, people are dying daily, fighting over tissue, masks, gloves, sanitizer, and bleach, when others are trying to stay alive by being 6 feet out of reach. Lock in on your faith. God has the last word. So take this time to find yourself. Find out who you are and pick and read your sword. Families are being united. Relationships are being restored. I look at this as God's great reward. I pray for those who have suffered and don't know his name. I pray for those angels with wings they finally gain. And those who think that this is all still the government's game, this is real, not just some ridiculous wall or some kind of game. This can happen globally to us all. So don't go out on them streets just to roam, not unless you absolutely have to. Come on, y'all. Just please stay home.
That was fire, girl.
Thank you.
You need to do that as a message on YouTube. Like, get up there and do your own little, like, poem for. Yeah, I'm serious. Like, that was on point.
Yeah, because folks are saying, they think, okay, they getting ready to open up May 1st. A lot of cities are getting ready to open up, and they think, okay, we just getting ready to run the streets. No, y'all going out there and test it out. Y'all be the guinea pig. Going out there first. I'll be out come July, maybe August. You know, I'm not doing it.
I'm going to come out for my birthday, August 25th.
There you go. I'll come out with you.
I'll go ahead and fly to California.
That's it.
I ain't flying nowhere. I'm Gucci.
Look, that's right. I'll drive 3 days just to get to you.
I know that's right. And stay in the car the whole time. Make sure you don't gas up a couple times with your gloves on.
That's it. Look, come down there and get some of that $1.99 gas and come on back home.
Exactly. The weirdest part about this coronavirus thing, I was thinking about something. I was thinking about how we're transitioning back to how it used to be, you know, to the point of almost needing a home phone, you know. And the reason I'm saying that is because before all this technology where we're touching everything, touching screens, everybody's touching the same screens and stuff like that or whatever, I felt like maybe this is just my thoughts, maybe this is already evolving to this for this to happen, because this is actually the 19th stage of coronavirus. But I look at, maybe this was already happening because of so much bacteria and everybody touching everything. Like, there's so many touchscreen machines that you touch when you're paying for your food. Just so many different things. Everybody's touching a lot of the same things that we didn't used to touch when we were back in the day. So back in the day,
right,
we didn't touch that much. And so
everybody's
sharing the same thing, different germs you don't even realize. Okay, well, I didn't hear what you said.
I said back in the day, you just give them the money and they put it in the register. They didn't take credit cards or anything like that. You just, you know, pay with cash, you know.
And then when they had the credit card machines, they just swiped it, you know, with the little lock thing. Yeah, and that was it.
That's it.
Yeah, but it's just amazing. Yeah, I thought about that. And like I said, it may have nothing to do with it, but I just thought about, like, maybe that is one of the reasons why, too, because we touch so much of the same things all the time.
Right.
I mean, millions of people.
And I think, you know, a lot of this is, it's in the Bible. So, I mean, it's like God is trying to set us down to tell us something, and, you know, people just need to pay attention. Because,
I totally agree.
You know, this is crazy. This is totally crazy, you know. Here it is now. You have to stay at home, you know, and you can be put in jail if you're, you know, you don't have to have a mask on. And perfect example. Michael Jackson used to wear gloves and a mask, and nobody ever said anything. Now here it is, we got to wear gloves and a mask.
Right.
You know, and that man been gone for, 13 years almost? Yeah. Who knew? Who knew?
Yeah.
This is what it was going to come to.
Yeah.
All I say is the message for the day is everybody please stay safe. You know, don't be so quick to go out there and say, you know, I'm going out shopping here, just because they open your state up. You got to look at the bigger picture. What are they opening up the states for? They're trying to kill everyone off.
depopulate the world. So,
well,
that's my PSA for today.
I appreciate that. All right. Thank you, lady.
All
right, everybody, that's Nikki in the building, spitting that poetry and sharing that wisdom and hitting us with that PSA. You know, with that being said, we're going to go to the next round of the Lyrical Cypher. So let's get it.
La-dee-da-da-da. La-da-da-da. I know what you are going through, but with me you will never lose. I know it seems that you will never make it. Put your trust in me. Just remember that I'm the God who never changes. Oh, my child, I know what your name is. I knew you before you were made, so believe in me. Don't let them tell you who you are. You're like a candle in the dark. You're a city on a hill. Don't let them dim your light. You are a star, oh, oh, you are a star, oh, oh. Commit your life to me, and here's what I will do. If you trust in me, I will make your godly ways shine like the dawn. I will make your honest life shine like the sun at noon. Just remember, this love I have for you is unending. I'm holy, just and true, and omnipotent. I've got you in the palm of my hands. Just believe in me. Don't let them tell you who you are. You're like a candle in the dark. You're a city on a hill. Don't let them dim your light. You are a star, oh, oh, oh. You are a star, oh, oh, oh. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I notice what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. I said, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I know what you are. Up above the world so high, oh, you shine. Don't let them tell you who you are. You're like a candle in the dark. You're a city on a hill. Don't let them dim your light. You are a star, oh, oh, oh. You are a star, oh, oh, oh.
Yo, I feel like I'm 5 years old in this
good
joint.
Something you can vibe to. 13 to 9,
yeah, yeah, yours, yeah, all place.
This track takes me way back to being a child. Waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec where the food is at. Chocolate milk in a donut, I'm back outside.
What up?
Football in the street, small bodies collide. With the concrete, somebody call out time. We had to move to the side, let the cars pass by. They back in the street, be playing again. But it ain't official till somebody call time in into the evening. My family is part of. And grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drink Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes. Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hold through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night. You can have a fair party and a fair fight. From like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn. This is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and the spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ carpet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story me if I ain't gon' tell it all. The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the fear, the birth, the death, the tears, the drought, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good. Come on. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that we found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, one degree, four place, Lafayette so yours, in the studio you. With my man, the right motion view. Doing the right thing.
All the VA.
And y'all never thought y'all be dancing to spoken word.
Holding me down.
Check.
13 and Nazareth.
In the building.
Yeah. And I'm out. And I'm happy to be alive. Happy that I survived. Happy that I found the love of God inside. I feel good. Say it. I feel good. Say it. I feel good. Say it. I feel good.
Put your hands up in the sky. Put your hands up. In the sky, swing them from the left to right, swing them.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet. Change in my job.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God be the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler by himself a beer and asked him to buy him one too. Trying to hustle up some change to get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two. And by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler, he was a real smooth brother. Now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher man, I just love the fish. Let's slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money. We all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Rev, look at here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, looky here. Let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated because the fiend had called him out. Reached out and grabbed that stem and he put it in his mouth and he hit it hard just to show the fiend it did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend, he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love?" And no later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, "Man, we got church tonight." He said, "Nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, "Rev, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes." But the rev said, "Only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time." So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched around and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the river shook his head like, "Boy, you must think I'm dumb." He smoked what he had and that was that. And pretty soon he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now, the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead. Because it wouldn't be good if the Palisade Committee found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confession
treasures of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, he had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
I reached the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me constantly. I love everywhere I've been, I love everything I've done, I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision, I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye, that's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now, because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. But God is present help. When the enemy created walls, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord.
You get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like this. There's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
Ill Nation.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had time to boast. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil Will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that. And they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you. Lies, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking on rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G Wood. Man, man. And I do a track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, by the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5. I'ma rap that stay alive. I'ma put that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I'll tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Just tell
him. Don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock,
don't
yo.
Don't bother me, I'm
yeah.
working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man.
Don't,
ain't nobody
don't
gonna give you.
Me, I'm working.
You feel me? God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother
you understand?
Me, I'm working.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Hope you guys have enjoyed that round, the second round. And we actually about to go right into our open mic lines and shout-out lines. I just want to give a big shout-out to everybody who's listening. Big shout-out to my guy, Sister Nancy, in the building. What's up, what's up?
Hey, what's up, sis?
Hey, thanks for calling in. Just want to say what's up and say thank you.
No problem. Enjoying
right.
the show, girl.
That's what's up. Please stay on the line. All right. We got another caller on the line. What's up? What's up? We got Unique in the building. My sister from another mother. What's up? What's up, lady?
Hey, sweetheart. Not much. Just got off work, so thought I'd check in and see how everything was going.
I appreciate
doing good.
That.
That's it. That's all I
need. All right. Are you sharing anything tonight, or are you just chilling?
I can. You want to hear Rubik's Cube or, hold on, I had it 2 seconds, or Silhouette on the Wall?
I want to hear Rubik's Cube.
Okay. All
right.
Rubik's Cube. My life is like the Rubik's Cube, brand new, shiny too. Sides all match. Let's turn it and see what it will do. Turn it back. All is forgiven, solid color, not in ribbons. Turn it twice, ah, how nice, a picture made. Turn it back, solid foundation. Thus is how it begins. The slippery slope of right and left, turns that make no mistake, able to take it back. Once more, let's turn and learn. Lost focus now, oh no, did I turn it too far? Doubt now sets in and frantic turning begins. Oh yeah, I made it back to solid ground. All is forgiven now that I found the twist that went amiss. confidence has grown a bit, turning, twisting, making matters worse. I need a genius to fix all this. An algorithm, you say? Only so many twists one can make? You want to try? Okay, why not? You twist and turn, and perhaps you're not as careful, as it's not your life in the balance. Perhaps you twisted one too many, so you can see me struggle. Okay, you give it back, and now it's jacked, this life of mine. I turn and turn, and hear you say, you turned a corner just this way. Now, no matter how hard I try, the solid colors I will not find. Ha! I say one day, I will put it all to right, because I see this side, and this side now, all but one is back to fun. I will not get rid of hope. It may take years, or it just may be broke, but regardless, each turn and twist, each piece of forgiveness, this is my life, the Rubik's Cube.
Wow, you just got a shout out in chat. They love it. They said, you better go ahead, girl. I love it. I was like, you better say that. I was imagining a Rubik's Cube moving and colors changing, and I was like, that was amazing. You have it, girl. You got it going on.
Thank you.
That.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love
you. Well, we might as well end the show because that's all we need. Love you too, girl.
Love you.
All right, girl. Everybody, that was Unique, and that was exactly what her name is, Unique. That was beautiful and very well put together. And we got one more caller. We got a couple people on the line. I know you guys are just vibing, so I'm not going to put you guys out there because I already gave you a shout-out. And Miss Nikki, what's up, what's up? Did you want to share anything else before I shut it down?
No, I was going to read something else. But I'm still scrolling.
Oh, no, you're good. Was about to say, yeah. Just let me know. You know, we'll most definitely get you on next. Well, the show next week. You know, go ahead and put it out there. You got to close out. So y'all be ready.
Okay, no problem. I got you.
All right, everybody. And for anybody who didn't hear me earlier, the nugget I gave. You know, I usually give a nugget. If I, you know, as I learn that grow, I try to give it to you. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, talk it. I won't be offended. And so this was a nugget I gave. With everything that's going on with this stay-at-home session that we're going through right now, we don't know how long this session is going to be. But my encouragement to you was to have fun, enjoy life, laugh, love, and find, like, get comfortable in your own skin. Learn more about you. Find out what makes you tick, what makes you feel good, and do that, and be that. And sometimes you just might have to be a kid at heart. Do that, too. You might want to go outside and do a somersault outside. I feel you, because I just might do it. But other than that, have a good time with yourself and with your life. We only live once, so enjoy it. Laugh. Laugh like never before. Believe me, laughter resets your mind, body, and your soul. So do that and be the best version of yourself. Keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, keep going, keep growing. And I'm going to add this right here, keep laughing. So you guys, be blessed and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful night. I'm going to play this song and we're going to get on out of here.
Play a guitar. The way your fingers pluck those strings makes my spirit sing. Play that guitar. Love on those strings like you're loving on me. Infinitely, unconditionally, respectfully, and tenderly. The pain within me, relieve it from me. I want your melody to soothe me, release me, kiss me. Hold me, love me, and never leave me. Play that guitar for me, only me, therapeutically. Play for me. Let the song be never ending. Play those strings, love on the strings for me.